Usually, you get the Mickey Mutineers podcast, where we talk everything Disney, but sometimes... You get the Mutineer Disaster Hour, where we talk everything else. It's like Duck Duck Goose, the shitty podcast.
So, Chuck, Jake, I got the conk.
It's true. I do not have the conk.
I got done with my vet court shit today.
Hey, Josh, real quick. Can I see that for a second?
Yeah. There you go.
All right, appreciate it. All right. Thank you.
Hold on. How small is Josh?
What?
It looks a lot bigger in his hands.
Well, no, he's just further away.
Oh, it's a perspective issue.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. But also, congratulations on your wizardry. Jordan, can you hear me?
I can, actually.
Am I inside the conch?
You are. Jake?
Hello, this is Jake from inside the conch.
Move toward the light.
Going towards the light.
No, too far! Oh, my God!
Wow.
Here you go, Josh. You can have it back.
Oh, thanks. I screwed it up.
The magic.
Magic's gone.
Just rip that crap apart.
I'm done with the vet court shit. I'm a free man now.
Nice.
Free man.
Yeah.
Now you should try to be a Freemason.
Oh man, they do some crazy shit.
Yeah, they
probably.
Allegedly.
build things. They just build things. Precisely.
And no charge.
They've got like a compass on their thing and
it's I don't know. They have clubhouse meetings. It's crazy.
Huh. I used to belong to a club that had a compass and a square and a ruler and
all right.
Wait,
what if we just made a club?
Can we have compasses and squares and secret handshakes? Oh, what the fuck is in the shell?
It's oh, sorry.
My fingers.
Sorry, I left something in there for you.
Does it smell like pancake batter?
Yes.
Jordan has a Freemason in his hand.
No, I have a Templar in my hand.
No, he paid for him.
Yeah, but Jordan, the Templars were the Freemasons or something. I don't remember. Whatever Dan Brown said. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
historian
that's
Dan
history.
Brown.
I don't think that's accurate history.
It says right in front of the book that it's kind of accurate.
Kind of. It's accurate just like, they all existed at one point in history.
Yeah, like all the horror movies based on Ed Gein. It's wildly different. So much difference. But hey, based on Ed Gein.
Yep.
Anyway, Josh, congratulations on being a free man. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I don't hand out compliments.
But and on Sunday, just so everybody knows, I'll be 666 days sober.
Yes!
I actually get a coin for that.
Hey, nice.
A coin to chip.
Hey, what the hell? You're just over here kicking ass.
I'm trying to. I'm not doing very good at it. I kind of suck.
Hold on. It kind of sounds like you're over here kicking ass.
Well, you know,
I printed names.
I printed this little wheel for Jordan. He asked me to print a wheel for his GoBot.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stopped responding to my texts. That's 2 weeks ago.
No, I did not stop responding to your texts.
You never responded to my texts.
That's not true, because you texted me earlier and you said conch shell, and I said yes.
Okay. I stand corrected.
But before that, it was like a week ago.
Well, can I tell you a problem I have with you guys? Not with you guys, but it's probably I have.
But besides the lack of the conch shell, you're still talking.
I don't have a conch. I'm conchless over here.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah. You know, they make graham crackers for that.
They actually make graham crackers for not that. Did you pay attention to the last episode?
No, no. We're
kind of historically accurate. No, so like, you know, we have our fun little group text, and I like it. Yeah. But you guys are in different time zones, so sometimes I get things in the morning right when I wake
Jordan
up.
And I are not in different time zones.
Yeah, we're in the same time zone.
Yeah.
Actually, we're in the same like city zone too.
Yeah, we're in the same county at least.
Mm-hmm. Area code?
Yeah.
No. Well, area code, zip code, no. Area code, yes.
Do area codes even matter anymore?
Yes. I don't think so. My area code is Las Vegas.
Yeah. I was going to say mine's Utah, but I'm still here.
they still matter.
Okay. I mean, like, I know they matter. Like, I know why we need them, but like Josh said, his is a Las Vegas one.
Yeah, but try dialing Josh's number without the area code.
It's right, that's what I mean. Like, but it's no longer relevant to where he currently is. It's not a location-based thing anymore, except for where you buy the phone number. You know what?
Yes.
I don't know enough about this.
That sounds like a location.
Yeah.
Well, shit, you're right. You know what? I'm glad we workshopped this. I feel a lot better about this. I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. I read your text right when I wake up, and then I forget to respond. That's all. That's all that was going through.
I do that all the time.
But then it becomes like days, and I'm like, I haven't heard from Josh for a while. Oh, no.
Shit. He's in jail again. I don't ever want to go to jail again. You know how fucking boring that was? God.
Like, some days I long for jail.
It was so boring.
I just want to lay down.
Honestly, I think I was hung over for about 2.5 fucking days.
Well, you were, but I also, yeah. I was going somewhere, and I don't remember where.
Hopefully not jail.
No, not jail. Oh, I do remember where. Guys, I have an announcement to make.
Oh, what?
Starting today, after today, all of our content is going to be behind a paywall.
No one's going to pay for that.
Does that sound like a bad idea?
That sounds like a terrible idea. Why? Whose content is behind a paywall?
So, over the weekend, now, I'm telling you guys this because I feel like we're all content creators to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
some of us are better than others.
Josh is a content shower upper. But over the weekend on Friday, my fourth favorite YouTube channel decided to do that. Watcher, the Ghoul Boys. We stole a bit from them at one time.
Oh wait, is this the BuzzFeed dudes?
Yeah, the BuzzFeed dudes.
But okay, no, so this is weird because some people in my office were talking about it. Like it was like in response to YouTube kind of not paying them what they owe them or something like that.
It was YouTube not paying them enough, but they have a huge staff unnecessarily.
Okay.
So YouTube pays.
Eventually. Look, I'm just saying, if anyone's not getting paid by YouTube.
Obviously, we're not there yet.
Hold on. Review it, Rob. It was a joke. We're not putting anything behind the paywall, except for our merchandise, which you can find in the links below. Hey.
That's not behind a paywall, though. You just got paid for the merchandise.
That's still a paywall.
That's almost the very definition.
It's a paywall, like, you got to pay to see it.
Oh, that's okay. So I see both points here.
Purchasing it makes you pay to hold it.
Josh, you just gave me a great idea. We're going to put our merchandise behind a paywall. Anyway, yeah, I just followed the saga of the Watcher channel just imploding all weekend. But credit where credit's due. Today they walked it back and did a sincere apology video. On a couch, like you do. Without a ukulele, just a couch. So, but I just thought it was funny because I was like, wow, you guys were getting so big. And then just.
Just shoot yourself in the leg.
Yeah, like you guys aren't dropout. Which I do pay for. But it's fine. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because, again, as content creators, I thought it was hilarious.
My OnlyFans page is behind a paywall.
What is?
My OnlyFans page. Four fans. Just fans.
Oh, fans. I thought you said flans. Just puddings.
Oh,
everywhere.
No, that's... Just yeah, that's
stiff puddings. Stiff Puddings is my new band name, by the way. Hey, Jordan, you want to be in Stiff Puddings?
Yes.
All right. Josh, you too.
Okay.
You got to play bass. Jordan, you get to play guitar.
I want to play the washboard.
All right, you're in.
Yeah, that's cool. That's perfect. What kind of band play
the electric spoons.
I'm going to play the kazoo.
I want the electric toaster in the bathtub.
That's not an instrument.
And you can only play it once.
It'll be electrifying.
Ah, I should get a tattoo of that.
You should. And right. Then you should show it right now. Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
Oh, my God. What? I got a tattoo of that already?
Josh, put your pants back on.
Oh. Well, now we got to put this behind a paywall.
Do I have to? It's on our OnlyFans page.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, with the stiff pudding.
Oh.
I do want to point out, this is going to come off as weird, but I'm just going to say it anyway. OnlyFans isn't only for porn.
It's true.
That sounds like someone who actually has an OnlyFans account. Jake getting all defensive here. It's not just for porn. I read the articles too.
So anyway, Friends of the Mutineers OnlyFans account where we release the after party. Everything we say after the credits roll, which is usually, all right, guys, I'm out. Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm choking on air.
So hold on. Should I go over the corrections from last week's episode?
Oh, yeah. Let's hit it. Hit the corrections. Gasly's Corrections Corner.
I thought we already had a jingle for this.
Yeah, I just.
I like the buttons.
Sorry. Anyway, what do you got, Jordan?
All right. So I believe there was a question that that came up about what music was played in strip clubs.
Yeah, they're like the 1940s, 1930s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the answer is jazz. Like, I don't know. There were like three kinds of music. You had three chances.
Did we offer any suggestions?
No.
Frank Sinatra sitting up there swooning the strippers?
Yeah. Like big band shit?
That sounds really fucking boring.
That's awesome. You shut your whore mouth and get out of my club. All right, thank you for that, Jordan. What else you got?
All right. Wrestlers do get a belt. It's also known as a title or a championship.
Oh, okay. So like championship where like most sports get a championship.
Yeah, but instead of like a trophy, it's just something you can wear or it's like slinging across your body. So it's really weird because it used to be the championship belt, but then Vince McMahon in the 90s got like really weird and started to like tell wrestlers that they couldn't say certain things on air and they couldn't call certain things what they were. So it was a championship belt. He goes, no, it's not a belt. It's just a championship. So for like decades, WWE wrestlers, actually, they couldn't even call themselves wrestlers. They had to call themselves sports entertainers. They couldn't say wrestling on air and they couldn't call it a belt. They had to call it a championship. It was really fucking weird.
Huh. So yes. I just found a website where you can custom build your own belt.
That's awesome.
Championship. We just went over this.
It says championship belt.
But now that
from $199.
Like, but now that he's not in not running WWE anymore because of all like the fucking sex trafficking allegations and sexual assault allegations, Triple H is running it now. And Triple H was a wrestler. So he's like, nah, dude, we're going back to this shit. So like they're allowed to say things that they weren't able to say. Like they can call their sport professional wrestling. They can call it a championship belt again. And like there's a lot more stuff that they could say that they used to be able to do with like in the 80s.
I was just gonna say we're no longer podcasters. We are now audio entertainers.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
We can make our own Mixed Mutineers belt.
Review it, Rob. Yeah, review it, Rob gets it.
Rob says because belts hold your pants up.
Yeah.
And Vince is such a pain. Are those two separate thoughts?
Yes.
Okay.
And Jake, final correction. There were not one, but there were two sequels to The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
What?
Yes.
The first one blew my mind.
The second one, I think, was called Creature's Revenge. And it's actually worth your time. It's so the creature gets caught and it's taken to like a laboratory in like almost like a SeaWorld theme park. And it gets loose in the theme park. It's like Jurassic World, but with Creature from the Black Lagoon.
What?
Yeah,
oh my God, I got that guy right here. So bad.
No, that's the Derp Lagoon, Josh.
Oh yeah, never mind.
What's it called? I'm going.
I think it's called Revenge of the Creature. Let me double check.
Because I need to see if this is streaming right now.
The Black Lagoon.
Not Fallen Creature. Oh yeah, Revenge of the Creature.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Speaking of Fallen, did anyone else? Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you out.
No, it was so that one is actually worth your time. That one was pretty good. Then there was the third one, which was really fucking weird, and it's called The Creature Walks Among Us. And in this movie, the scientists capture the creature, and then they start to inject him with a whole bunch of like experimental chemicals and whatnot, and they turn him human. Like it's, but when you look at like the human version, it's like the creature, but he doesn't have scales. He's just smooth.
And that makes me uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable. And they like, he starts to breathe air, and they just have him outside in this cage in this really like odd looking 1950s suit. And he's just standing there.
So is it like when the Little Mermaid got her legs?
Kind of. It's really, again, it's really weird. And then, you know, then some of the scientists are like, yo, I don't think what we're doing is like moral. So like, then there's like this whole internal struggle between the scientist who wants to use it for, you know, his personal gain, and then all the other scientists are like, yeah, we should let this dude go. Like, he just wants to live. So he eventually gets free. And then there's the creature just walks to the sea. Like, he's in a suit and he just walks to the sea just so he can go back to his lagoon.
I feel that some days.
What?
Just walk right into the ocean in a suit.
Wait, isn't that just reverse Frankenstein?
No, because he wasn't pieced together. Like, it was just...
Right. He was already the creature, and then they went back to human. But look at this guy!
It's so weird.
It's like an I Love Lucy episode with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I see this picture, and I'm imagining a laugh track.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is what he looks like.
Shenanigans.
Oh, that's even worse than the picture I pulled up.
Oh, yeah,
that looks like our uncle.
Uncle Jimmy.
It looked good on paper. I know.
Wait, hold on, Jordan.
I missed podcast practice last week. Sorry.
Oh, wait, no. I was going to say something. I've already corrected myself. I was going to say, Jordan, was that last one actually a correction, or was that just more informational? But the correction was that I said there was one sequel, and there was actually two. And I'm going to watch these right after I watch the last episode of X-Men. the original series. Ooh, I did watch the first episode, never. Jordan. I finally watched it. It was really bad. It was rough.
I've not gone back and watched the original series. It was. But I have been watching 97.
97 is fantastic.
I like it.
I have no idea what happened.
You're not allowed to watch anything from 97 if you say that the first episode of X-Men is bad.
Quality wise.
Nope.
I still enjoyed it.
Nope. Too late.
I stand by what I said. Anyway, let's double down.
I said what I said.
Jordan, don't take this. I watched all of them when I was little. It was fine.
Ah, yeah.
Wait, what? Hold on. A trailer dropped today of X-Men and Wolverine and Deadpool?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I just got home.
Pull it up. We'll watch it.
Should we just live together. React?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Hands.
Why not?
We could hold each other's conch shells.
Mine's huge. Shells. Okay. So, dear YouTube, we're watching this as a reaction video together. So don't you dare demote us for this.
What?
I was gonna say demonetize, but we're not monetized.
Yeah, we don't make money. There is something in this fucking conch shell.
There's like, you guys are no longer audio entertainers. Okay, here we go.
Watch it be like a roach. Just like a fucking roach just crawls out of that thing.
Ew. I don't know.
It's like that time I got attacked by a frog.
Hold that thought. Let's watch this trailer.
All right.
Here we go.
I told you, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome anywhere. Now get the fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Here we go. Oh, whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common. 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
So far, I'm in. Just.
Yeah. Yeah. The smile, putting his head to the gun.
Yeah.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about.
Yu-Gi-Oh. Yuki.
Not my fucking problem.
Is that what you said when your world went to shit?
Come again.
This Wolverine let down his entire world.
I love that the TVA is in it. Ooh.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
It's the guy from The Greatest Showman.
Life is a mystery. And I don't know anything about saving Wolverine.
But you do.
Trust me. I like the life fields in the back.
You were an X-Man. You were the X-Man. I am soaking wet right now.
Oh, that's a lot of blood.
Boys are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about.
Wait, was that Ant-Man's mask?
Yep.
Slow motion action sequence.
And his skeleton.
Who knows if you live or die?
So, who is that chick?
I'll tell you when it's over.
Okay. Let's fucking go.
Yeah! Was that a Doctor Strange portal?
Want to do some cocaine?
Hey, cocaine is the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupted?
Even Forrest Bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes! I can't.
Yes. Who's all right. The old chick?
Okay. So
why does she have Magneto's powers?
She doesn't have Magneto's powers. So are we all caught up on X-Men 97?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
So we all saw the episode on Genosha when the Sentinels came and just eradicated everybody.
Okay.
And then the next one was the spacey one.
Yes. Okay. So in the early 2000s, when the X-Men comic book turned over from X-Men to New X-Men and Grant Morrison was doing the writing for that run, that was a storyline called E for Extinction. And it was about just the complete genocide of Genosha. Like all the mutants, like the mutants were just living a happy life on Genosha. And then Sentinels just bombarded and just desecrated a large part of the mutant. And the only survivor from, if I'm remembering correctly, was actually White Queen, was Emma Frost. She was able to like turn her body into like diamond. And she actually withstood all of the attack that was happening. So it was like literally Genosha was just turned into dust. And there was a character, her name is Cassandra Nova. So that's who the bald chick is. And Cassandra Nova is, I'm going to put this in air quotes, is the twin of Charles Xavier. Whoa, what the fuck? What the hell was that?
Did you have confetti?
I got it.
What the hell just happened? I can't do it again. What the?
I got a confetti cannon.
Hold on!
Jordan doesn't have a confetti cannon.
What the hell was that?
Suddenly,
what the shit was that?
Do it again. More confetti.
He's crying. Right. He can't. Can I do it?
Got bunny ears?
You said the word of the day.
twin. So Cassandra Nova is Professor X's twin, and I put it in air quotes because Cassandra Nova isn't really a person, more so an entity. She was a cosmic entity that was in the womb with Charles Xavier and tried to kill him in infancy.
Yeah, that's how Jake got his extra thumb.
Yeah, so essentially Charles Xavier was able to like, I don't know, for lack of a better phrase, abort Cassandra Nova, but she's not a physical being. She's only an essence. And the essence vacated the womb and just for decades lived underground on a sewer wall, just slowly gaining more and more and more and more power until it eventually, decades later, became Cassandra Nova. But because she's the entity shared the womb with Charles Xavier, she has all of his powers.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's fucking bonkers.
She's an evil Charles Xavier.
Essentially, yeah.
Cool.
So, and the only reason I bring up X-Men 97 is because in the comic book, this was the storyline where she came about. So I don't know if X-Men 97 is going the route of Cassandra Nova or not, but that's...
What if it's just all going to fucking tie together? TVA, X-Men 97?
It's going to, because in that same episode, there was the Watcher.
Yeah. And Ronan the Accuser.
Well, that was the next episode.
Oh, right, that one. Yes. I felt like the Watcher was in that one too, very vaguely. The opening shot was his outline in the stars.
I'll have to go back and look. I didn't see, but yeah. So the bald chick is Cassandra Nova, but I don't know how she fits in to whatever's going on in the Deadpool movie.
Oh, there was a lot going on in that trailer.
I need to go back and reread that Grant Morrison run because there was some pretty heavy shit. Like Charles Xavier was dead. Magneto comes back to life. But then there was like this other character named Zorn I can't remember. If I try to explain what he is, I'm going to butcher it. But there was actually a really, really awesome story arc called Riot at Xavier's in the middle of his run. And it was basically about how a group of kids, the students at Xavier's, just go all punk rock and start to turn the students against the X-Men teachers. And like, there's this kid named Quentin, and he wears a t-shirt that says Magneto was right.
Nice.
Yeah, it's.
I want that shirt.
I'm not a fan of the artist who was doing the artwork around this time. His name was Frank Quitely, or his name is Frank Quitely. He still does comic book art.
It still is.
But I'm not a fan of the artwork per se, and I say that because I don't want to make it sound like I'm insulting his artwork, because I'm not. It's just, it's not for me. Like, when I look at it, it just looks like everything would be wet.
Oh.
So and if I poked it, it would go.
Everyone looks like a blue man.
Yeah. Let me pull up a picture of his art from that run, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
But he's not the huge chest guy, right?
No, that's Rob Liefeld.
I love that you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's Rob Liefeld.
I'm not talking about women.
No, you're talking about the Captain America.
He-Man action figure looking ones.
Can I share my screen with you guys?
You can, but I don't remember how. I think
you just hit share screen. And then you gotta say yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have to give you permission.
All right. How do you give me permission?
Jordan, is that marshmallow head in the on your wall?
No, that's the right McDonald's here? Bucket.
Yeah, it's a McDonald's bucket.
Oh, okay.
Okay, did you ask for permission?
How do I do that?
So down at the bottom, like very bottom, there's like settings, present. You want to hit that present button.
Present, okay.
It's pants.
Share screen.
All right. Now I should get a thing that says Jordan wants to share a screen.
Open system. Hold on.
Oh, you're selling that part. Gotcha.
This is a riveting podcast, guys.
It's fun. Anyone who uses StreamYard is taking notes right now.
It's the...
Jordan's gone.
He hit the wrong button.
Jordan, share that was the leave and... studio. Damn it, Jordan. Well, while he's gone, I'm going to present my huge chest, Captain America.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Jordan's back. It's not that button, Jordan.
I had to give my computer permission to share my screen. And then when I did it, it's like, oh, by the way, this is, it said, click here. And then when I clicked it, it said, okay, we're going to close the window. Boom.
I
was like, oh, no!
I honestly thought you just hit the leave studio button.
All right, let's see.
Oh.
Go back to present, share screen.
Peasant?
All right.
Oh, there we go. Now I can do it.
All right. Can you hear it or can you see it?
I can, but do you have a specific picture or you just all of them?
Yeah, just like this one. Like this, like.
Oh, I'm wow. Just... They're like made out of silly putty.
Yeah, it just.
So shiny.
It just seems like if it almost looks like if the Rugrats were grown up, like it's, you know how like when the Rugrats would walk on carpet and it would be like,
yeah,
I feel like that's what would happen if I poked any of these X-Men.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they are.
I'm just not a fan of the art. And I say that, you know, as somebody who is also not a comic book artist. So this dude is
look,
this dude is clearly doing something that I'm not doing. So I don't really have room to talk, but
the art is subjective in all fairness. Yeah.
Oh, there's that cover for Riot at Xavier's. Like that was a good run. That was actually a solid run.
Oh. That was fun. Now I'm going to present what I have, which is just the big chested Captain America.
Oh yeah, that's so weird. Yeah, it's like the He-Man action figures.
I don't understand why he finished that and said, "Yeah, that looks good."
You could eat a bowl of cereal off of his chest. He could eat a bowl of cereal.
Even with perspective, like I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, like
when he's done with that,
he's not even I don't even know. He couldn't be leaning back. It's like, is his back all fucked up? Is he okay? Maybe that's why he's so grumpy looking. His back's just fucked.
His left pec is far larger than his right one, and his right one's closer to us.
And
it's, he's not even angled correctly to get for us to get, like, I don't. How? This man is a professional comic book artist, and this got printed. How?
What's funny is it's very detailed. Like,
it's Rob Liefeld. He's not a bad artist. I just don't know how this one got past the censors.
Got past the editor. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Like,
that's so weird.
Rob said, can't hide behind that shield. Oh, man. Before we wrap this up already, well.
All right.
Well, we started late. Did we want to end late or end on time?
I don't care.
I'm hungry. Anyway.
I'm dead.
Shut up, Josh. I did have a question. I think we've asked this question before, but I'm going to lead it to another question. We're like completely just hard right turn right now. What's the biggest animal you think you could beat in a fist fight?
Fist fight?
Yeah. We have asked that, Jordan?
Beat. Yeah, we've asked this.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't remember. And there's a good chance my answer has changed.
I could probably punch a chicken.
All right, like that's kind of where mine was going.
I mean, but I would have to catch it first. I don't know,
because like even dogs, like just a medium sized dog, it's taking me down.
Yeah, because a dog will fuck you up. They got teeth, you know. Chickens got their talons.
Then I started thinking. I was like, I bet I could like take a whale shark. But not beat it. It wouldn't even notice.
They're really big. You want to know how I know? I went swimming with one about a month ago.
Oh.
It was a lot of fun. They're big. They're definitely slightly larger than a bread box.
Like, I don't think I could beat it. But it's not going to beat me either. Just because I'm banking on docileness. Docility. Yeah.
I could maybe a sparrow.
I thought you went for a smaller bird. Like, you backtrack.
Well, no, it just seems easier to punch a sparrow than it does a chicken.
I wouldn't be happy about it, but I bet I could take a capybara. I feel awful the whole time.
Yeah. They're just so the Mormon horses. What the fuck are they called?
A tapir?
Oh, yeah, I could take one of those out.
Those will rip you apart.
No, they won't. They're
too nice. They got hooves. Anything with hooves is out. Anything.
So I should not fight a moose?
No, you should.
Huh.
So, all right, hold on a second. Let me go back to our X-Men talk, because I've found one of the details I forgot about Cassandra Nova. All right, so she's a cosmic entity called a Mumma-Dry, and it's essentially like a parasite, like an energy parasite, or a parasite that's made out of energy.
I have a mechanic like that.
Oh, okay.
The energy parasite.
And he says Cassandra Nova began life at the same time as Charles Xavier. Conceived without a body, Cassandra improvised one by copying Xavier's DNA to make her own body, effectively becoming his twin sister. She grew with her brother until she had fully formed hands and eyes when she tried to kill Charles by attempting to strangle him with his own umbilical cord. Charles defended himself by hitting her with a psychic blast, which caused his mother to have a miscarriage, resulting in her physical body being stillborn. Despite this, the creature survived as chaotic cellular matter that clung to a sewer wall for decades, rebuilding its physical form, perfecting its effort to mimic human traits. During this time, she grew convinced that the womb in which she had fought Charles and the universe she now inhabited were one and the same. a universe in which she only she and Charles were real, and her purpose was to destroy the illusion that Charles holds dear, his dream, the X-Men.
You were mostly right, though.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, she's she commanded an army of Sentinels to massacre 16 million mutants within the homeland of Genosha.
Whoa. 16 million?
Yeah.
That's more than 12.
A lot more.
Almost 16 million more.
So, to answer your question, Jake, what animal I could feasibly take in a fist fight?
Yeah.
I would like to say kangaroo. But but I'm not going to.
Yeah, they're jacked. Like kangaroo would fuck you up.
Like that rat that was in your garage.
I think anything feline would be out because they just even a small cat would just fuck you up.
Yeah, I couldn't even take a tough test.
Did I ever give you a follow up of that rat? Did I ever tell you what really happened?
No. So for the podcast listener, can we start from the beginning?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I was concerned.
Okay. This would have been this was months ago. I was convinced that I had some kind of critter in my garage, and I didn't know what it was. Sometimes when Chelsea doesn't feel like taking the garbage out, like she just puts it on the other side of the door in the garage and not in the actual garbage can. Well, I went to go throw one of these bags into the garbage can, and then I walk out and I just see it's like something has chewed into this garbage can. I'm like, all right, well, I clearly have a critter. I hope it's not a rat, but whatever. So my father-in-law used to work for a company that supplied like pest traps. So I have a couple of these reusable rat traps just in case. So I was like, all right, well, I'll set a couple up. I'll put some peanut butter in them and I'll set them up. And the next morning I went to go check one of the traps and the trap is just gone. Like it was not where I put it. I even looked behind some boxes. I was digging through some stuff in my garage, just fucking gone. I was like, oh no. What is wrong? What did I do? And I went back in and I sat and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Like, where the fuck did this trap go? Like, what, how big is this critter?
Just a big ass fucking rat in the back corner.
Man. So a few minutes later, maybe like an hour later, I went out and I turned the light on and I opened the garage door thinking, all right, I'm going to find it. So when I opened the garage door, I actually found it all the way at the front corner where my garage door is. And it was a rat for sure. And he was still in there. And he was still alive. And listen, it's one thing if I put a trap out and it's quick, like boom, and the rat's dead. Like that's fine.
Yeah.
But now I felt bad because this dude, this little rat is struggling and all he wanted was some food. Like I get it. Like fuck. And then so I'm cursed with, do I put him out of his misery, or he's still alive? Do I let him go and risk him, you know, running back to wherever it was he came from in my house? And against my better judgment, I said, nope, you know what? I'm gonna give this dude a fighting chance. I'm gonna take him to the little privacy area on the other side of my fence, and I'm gonna let him go. And if he goes, and if he's you know alive enough to go, he's on his own. And so that's what I did. I grabbed it and I felt so bad because I picked up the trap and then I felt him like kicking back and forth and like, man, this is just making it worse.
So
like I just felt bad that I hurt the little guy. And so, you know, I opened it and he took off running. And I was like, all right, it's out of my hands now. You're like, you can either survive and fight to survive or just fucking stay out of my house.
How long did it take him to move back into the garage?
I don't know.
I mean, he just beelined it.
He went in the opposite direction. Like he ran. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that rats are smart. So I don't know like how smart, but.
So when I was working in Ravendale, California, you know, we had the travel trailer on the BLM firebase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had field mouse problem like crazy. Like the fucking trailer I was staying in was full of them.
Did you try scooping them up and bopping them on the head?
Yeah, it doesn't work. They enjoy it. Okay. So I put sticky traps down, right? And would catch every night, I'd catch a new mouse in a fucking sticky trap. Every fucking morning, I'd pick up that sticky trap and just fucking frisbee that motherfucker to the cedar tree behind the trailer as a warning to all the other mice.
Jeez.
That didn't work. There were still more mice.
Is that your whole story?
Yeah, they're dumb. They don't fucking take warning. I should have fucking made little pikes and just put their head on.
It worked for that one guy.
Right?
So what Jordan left out of his story is right as the rat was running away, he did snap a picture of it and then sent me the picture. Now I'm going to share the picture with you guys. That was Jordan's rat.
Yeah.
Just fucking bows up on him and then runs off.
Looks a lot like Captain America.
Yeah.
But with proper proportions.
So
I thought that story was going to end.
Jordan, are you confident that you could take that rat in a fist fight?
You know what? I think I could.
Out of the trap or in the trap?
So I will say, since then, I've reset the traps. Uh-huh. And they've been in the garage for probably a good like 3 weeks now, and nothing has taken the bait. So I'm hoping that that's like done.
Well, how good are you at baiting the traps?
I'm great at baiting.
I'm a master at it.
Okay.
That's how we that explicit warning. You heard it like 1,000 times. Okay, so follow up to the question that before all this, I'm really glad that Josh said chicken because this is my follow up. We're gonna go hypothetical. Would you guys rather
a man sized chicken or a bunch of chicken sized men?
Close. I was gonna do that one, but I changed my mind. I got a better one. Once in a calendar year, one time in a calendar year, randomly, you don't know when it's gonna happen. Would you rather fight an orangutan with a sword? You have the sword, or
good. That clears things up a lot.
Or every time you get in your car, you have to fight a chicken.
Like.
Every time.
Just for one day?
No, every time.
I feel like just for the sheer like laziness, like I would just do the one and done with the orangutan and the sword.
If it gets hands on you, it's just gonna pull your fucking arm out and beat you to death with your own arm.
Yeah, but you've got a fucking sword, man.
Oh, yeah. Then now it does with your arm attached to it.
just a chicken, not the Family Guy chicken.
Oh.
So I like
just open the fucking door and just like shush him out?
No, you have to fight him because he's going to be fighting you. I felt like...
Also, man, like, can you just imagine how many feathers are going to be in your car when you're done?
I'm allergic to down. But okay, but here's where my thought went. And like I was fine with it at first, and then after I thought about this, I was like, wow, that was actually really dark. Can you realize how fast you would get at just killing chickens. Just open the door.
Could you imagine how fucking annoying that would get? And then you'd be like wondering who the fuck's putting the chickens in the car every goddamn time you turn around. So like you kill the chicken, get out of the car, fucking toss it, turn back around, open the door, and there's another goddamn chicken in there.
Yeah. What, Jordan?
I will say, if you do go the chicken route, you'll never go hungry.
This is true.
So I might actually change my answer just so I could have infinite food.
How much meat's on an orangutan?
I'm not going to eat an orangutan.
Why?
It's weird. You know that peanut billboard where it's
Hold on. Why would you eat an orangutan?
I never said I would.
God, I hate you. All right. Like, I'm going to get really good at killing chickens, and I'm going to become such a good cook. Just so much.
Yeah, and if you fuck that chicken, like if you fuck cooking that chicken up, all you have to do is go out to your car and get another one.
Crazy.
You know how annoying it would be at first before you get really good at killing chickens? Like, get in your car, you're like, ah, shit. Like, I left something in the house. After the feathers were everywhere and you're just covered in scratches, you're just like, how bad did I actually want to go to the grocery store? To buy chicken, nonetheless.
Yeah, you'd. Oh, God.
Also, never knowing when the orangutan would pop up would stress me out until he showed up that calendar year. Then I could live the rest of the year in peace until January 1st. I'm like, is today the day?
What if he shows up at December 31st and then comes back January 1st?
Yeah, totally allowed.
Huh. So. I think if the chickens in your car, you'd probably get in shape, you know, because you're going to start walking just about everywhere.
That's a good point. Until you get hungry, then you just go get a chicken. Huh.
Man, have you ever defeathered a chicken, though?
Not on purpose. Not since the incident.
I think I did with a car once.
Oh, jeez. In the car or out of the car?
Well, the chicken was out of the car.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm going with chicken. That's my final answer.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the chicken, too, because that fucking orangutan, man, whether you have a sword or not, man, they'll just fuck you up. And they got the reach.
They do have the reach.
Yeah.
And like, what if you came while you were sleeping?
Swords are heavy.
I've never actually lifted a sword. Look, I.
What if it came while you were sleeping? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, just fucking double axe handle you there while you're sleeping.
Just full Kong. I know this isn't the Disney show, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but Jordan retweeted an article from just the worst Disney news site imaginable. I'm not even going to say their name. Jordan, you know the one where it said, is Disney World too strict on its gun and knife rules or something?
What a fucking...
What?
Yeah.
Dude, did I ever tell you guys that I was at Epcot once and the security had a dude fucking pulled off to the side yelling at him, saying, I don't give a shit if you're a sheriff or a deputy. You can't have a gun on our property.
So, but when I saw Jordan repost that, I don't know why, because this might have been where this question originated. I couldn't word the joke properly, but I wanted to say something about, man, why can't I bring my sword into Epcot? And that's where I'm going to end that.
Wow.
So, and you know what?
Is guys? Their gun and knife policy too strict? I think the rest of the countries is too lax.
I think we all know what quote unquote news outlet that was.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
I don't.
Don't.
There's so many of them now.
You're better off. It's behind a paywall, by the way.
Oh, Behind the Magic?
What?
You say it's Behind the Magic, by the way?
No, behind the paywall.
Oh. Is it?
But the name of the site does tell you where the magic is located.
That's so vague, but you're 100% correct. And now I'm going to start a website just called Where is the Magic Located? Show us on this picture where the magic touched you.
It was right there.
There. Stop touching that. Stop. Okay, Josh, we're ending the show. Guys, it's the end of the show. Hey, click the links in the descriptions. Stop it.